Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Cowboys and Giants have been so disappointing this year that our schedule got changed on Sunday. So pregame at 9 a.m., kickoff at noon in New York to take on the G-Men, who will have a brand new coach because yesterday they finally done did it. Ben McAdoo fired, and the reports say that Eli Manning will be back at quarterback against us.
And that is disgraceful.
I agree.
That is disgraceful.
It's disgraceful from the ownership.
Yep.
You know, the New York Giants are supposed to be, say what you want about the hatred and the fun rivalry and the lucky Super Bowls and all that. Now, they're supposed to be a model franchise and organization. And that spineless ownership, the jellyfish ownership there, was not prepared for the backlash that was going to happen in the Big Apple over their overrated future non-deserving Hall of Famer getting benched. And when all the little backlash happened, they had to throw Ben McAdoo. Now, Ben McAdoo was already under the bus because he did a terrible job, and he just doesn't have it in him, in my opinion. He's not head coaching material, commanding a room, and having that leadership presence. And they had a ton of issues. I know personnel-wise, but you listen to enough people, and Ben McAdoo's offense, they never scored 30 points under this offensive guru, okay? So that in itself was bad. But don't tell me that the ownership didn't back him up and sign off on the Eli demotion and then push him off the cliff as the final straw once all the Giant fans whined and cried about it. That's the disgrace to me.
The whole thing. I mean, if you know that you're going to fire, if you know, like the only way that you allow them to bench Eli is if you have given the complete vote of confidence to your coach, right? That's the only way. You say, okay, you know what? This is your job, your decision. If you think that's what's best, I'm backing you up. That's the only way you let him bench Eli. Because if you had thought for a second that you were going to fire this clown at the end of the season, there's no way you have him bench Eli Manning. There's no way. Do you know how bad the Giants look here? They bench a guy, like the fact that Eli Manning's streak comes to an end because of Ben McAdoo and Geno Smith is going to go down in history as one of the greatest travesties in sports. And these clowns completely botched this thing. Like, seriously, why bench him? And if you bench him, why fire the coach the following week? That makes no sense to me. And to give him his job back now? What, he wants it? Like, seriously, do you think Eli's just too classy to come out and say anything bad about you?
I mean, sure he wants to play.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I mean, but what are you suiting up for now? It's like you're suiting up for a garbage team and a team that didn't even have your back a week ago. Why would I suit up for an ownership that didn't even have my back? Like, Eli, man, the only reason that half these guys have jobs in that building is in part because of Eli Manning. Like, that's it.
I agree, but I'm tired of hearing all this woe for all this sympathy for Eli. The only part where Eli Manning was done wrong was that Geno Smith took his job. Let's not forget, this is a 2-9 football team.
Oh, he's been bad.
With that guy as the quarterback. Mm-hmm. So all this, I love how we, in sports, you always say it, you know, and the best organizations work off this model. You know, what's a dead end street?
Memory lane.
But we want to open up memory lane for Eli because of the championships. He sucks. He's done. He sucks. He's terrible, yet we are crying all these tears for Eli Manning. The only reason we should be crying the tears is because the embarrassment that Geno Smith got put in that spot. But stop acting like, and I'm not talking to you specifically, stop acting like, and all these other NFL players, this guy didn't help run them into the ground and that he's a good quarterback, because he's not. He's done.
Oh, he absolutely helped run him into the ground. I think the reason that it was...
Eli Manning, you could say, deserved to lose his job. He just didn't deserve to lose his job to Geno Smith.
That's true.
That's it.
Yeah, the
And they're probably going to lose with him anyway, but now we put aside the whole team tank idea.
You could justify it.
Because of this?
Yeah, you could justify it. You could justify it with Davis Webb.
Yes.
Or with any other quarterback not named Geno Smith. You can't justify it with Geno. With Geno, it just looks...
Yes.
It looks bad.
Yeah.
It just looked bad. Now you did him wrong. And yes. I'm with you. I don't care about memory lane. I don't care about all that crap. I don't care if they want to go and cut him. But, I mean, if you're out of it, you know, I guess find some way to get the kids out to the, you know, the guys out to the stadium. Who knows? But this was done wrong. This was done wrong for a lot of reasons. And now Eli's going to go. He'll go somewhere else. He may be done. He needs an offensive line.
You know, I'm kind of...
If he has an offensive line, maybe he has another year in him. Who knows?
I'm not totally, I guess, dismissing Roy's theory now that maybe he could go back. I think if you have any guts, if you have any stones, then you say, ownership, I know what you did to me. I know you were behind it, and I have to leave here. I need a brand new start. But... I'm not totally dismissing Roy's idea that maybe he goes back there because Eli, okay. I can picture him in the meeting. Eli, what do you want to do?
This is fine. Just go ahead and bring me back. Just let me play. I just want to wear big blue. I'll just wear this the rest of my life.
That's all he's got to do. He's the king of New York. Talk to any Giants fan, anyone that we know. They hold Eli in the category of Jesus Christ. That is who they believe Eli Manning is and what he's capable of. I mean, I talked to Sean Mraz. We've had him on. He's obviously played some of the audio of him ranting about the Giants before.
Explain who he is.
He is a producer for DA, the DA show on national CBS Sports Radio. And he is such a diehard Giants fan. He thinks everything else is wrong with this team but Eli Manning.
Yeah.
And that is what all of them think. Sean, you have a couple good friends that are Giants fans as well, and I bet they say the same thing. It's not Eli. It's not his fault. He can come back to that team as many times as he wants. And if this past week is any proof, the town will not care what he does until he retires. When he goes, they will hang his jersey wherever they do in the Meadowlands, and he'll be revered. So why leave when he's the king of that town and go to another town potentially where if things go badly to start the season, he gets benched and it's an unceremonious end to his Hall of Fame career, which I hate to say, yeah, but it's true.
Well, look, they should hang his jersey from every rafter there.
Sure.
And they absolutely should. And maybe part of their love for Eli is the same thing with us with Romo. Every other city in America thinks Romo is this choke artist joke of a quarterback.
Good point.
Except for us.
Good point.
And every other city in America thinks Eli is this lucky joke quarterback, except for New York.
You're right.
And I think that's just the reality of, unless you're one of the absolute best of the best, Rodgers, Manning, Brady, Ben, Breeze, then I think a lot of people outside your town see your flaws far more. So I don't doubt that they actually believe that Eli is not the problem.
I'm looking at this Sean Mraz Twitter account, and this guy is a lunatic. He's a psycho Giant fan. This is him when McAdoo got hired. I am all in on McAdoo as the Giants' new head coach. He's young, he's different, and most importantly, Eli Manning loves him. He quoted his own tweet and wrote, "New phone, who dis?" So I love the new phone. I love the new phone, who dis? So that's the latest on New York. By the way, Gronk gets one game. I don't know what that means in terms of the appeal.
I don't know.
The reduction.
I think usually when it's one game, they don't really move it from that. They don't, because there's no leeway.
And they shouldn't.
They shouldn't move it. Two games, I think, is a given. It's going down to one. When it's at one game, and they shouldn't move it. Let's be real. I mean, let's be honest with you on this one. He deserves to get suspended for a game.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah. You can't do the Dynamite Kid headbutt there. You can't do that. You just can't do what he did. And at the end of the day, that was a dirty play in any sport.
And by the way, one more thing on the Giants. They not only got rid of McAdoo, they got rid of the general manager, Jerry Reese. So Steve Spagnuolo will take over as head coach. Someone named Kevin Abrams will be the GM the rest of the way.
I believe that is now just going to be the sixth Giants GM in their history.
You know the thing about
McAdoo?
Been
around for like 100 years.
McAdoo, there was a fight between the Eagles and the Giants to hire him.
Yeah.
The Eagles wanted him first over Doug Peterson.
Yep.
And this guy's star rose so fast, he'll not be a head coach again. All right, I got this from, I mean, you could get it from anywhere. We could come up with the names. But I wanted to ask y'all, this is from SI.com, the hottest seats in coaching. What you think should and will happen to these guys, 877-881-1053. John Fox, 12-32.
Go. Bye. Gone.
Why?
Because he sucks as a head coach. He's always sucked. He got lucky with Jake Delhomme. And then he had Peyton Manning to cover up all of his warts. There's never been a more unorganized football team than one coached by John Fox. Whoa. And the only good year he had in Chicago, Adam Gase was around to help him out. John Fox, he's a sweetheart of a man. And he's a terrible head coach.
Didn't he win an okay amount in Carolina? He was 73-71 in Carolina. Yeah. So I guess, you know,
and I guess I think Jake Delhomme was
46-18 in Denver, 12-32 here, the rookie quarterback. Okay. I mean, I can't fight you on that with some of these numbers. Hugh Jackson. I mean, you don't have the quarterback piece. They fought him. They thought they had A.J. McCarron. He wanted Deshaun Watson. It's always tough to judge. You know what I hate about sport, or what I don't understand about sports? How these coaches and GMs don't work hand in hand. Like, if you're a coach who has stock and you can kind of pick your spots, like Mike Shanahan, right? Mm-hmm. Mike Shanahan had 2 rings with Denver. If you go to Washington, you have to go with the agreement and understanding that you're the man calling all the shots.
Right.
So when you end up fighting with Dan Snyder, that's your fault and your stupidity. If you're Hugh Jackson, and I guess, you know, you don't think you're going to get another job, you know, you got to be in line with the general manager making all these decisions, and then you can't get your top picks of quarterbacks.
Well,
that drives me crazy from both sides of it.
And look, that's an insane situation anyway. There's no coincidence that the craziest coaching search in college football is headlined by the same guy who owns the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
Okay.
Tennessee.
It doesn't. Jimmy Haslam's the owner of the Browns. He's the biggest donor. He runs the university. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why the Browns suck. Okay, it doesn't take one.
Yeah.
They hired...
Yet this guy's, you know, a lot of these guys are billionaires.
Billionaires.
James Dolan, Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah. But you know what he is? He's the idiot child. That's what he is. He's the dopey son who took over dad's money and just did nothing. He wanted to own an NFL team. So you've got yourself a situation here where they've got Moneyball in the front office. And I give him credit on at least giving it a shot. Hey, look, you're the Browns. Try something different.
Also on this list, not on the hottest seat, is Jay Jeezy. What would have to happen for Jason to get fired here? How would the season have to end? Would they have to lose by 20 like the rest of the way? What if they end up going 6-10? What do y'all think? What would have to happen?
He would have the out of Zeke.
Oh, man, I think if they lost 4 straight to end the season, that might do it. It's got to be a long losing streak. Like, he can't lose one, win one, and then lose two. That won't be enough.
The Redskins win may have been huge.
Yes, bigger than we know. Because, yeah, that got the juices flowing again. Jerry's starting to feel good this morning. Even though the Cowboys didn't even pick up a game in the playoffs, we all still feel like, oh, we're in a better position than we were a week ago. It's actually worse. The odds actually got worse. Because now you only have 4 games to make up 2 games instead of 5 games to make up 2 games. All the same. There's something better. There's something about a better taste in your mouth after a win, even in a season where you might not have a lot of hope. It would have to be 6-10. It would have to be 4 straight losses for him to lose his job. And even then, I'm not sure that would do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.